This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. For the break, we were talking with Barry in New Hampshire and wondering about ants and what he could do. And I got the recipe for the borax that you need to use. You want to make it in like a liquid. Okay, so you're going to use a half a cup of sugar. You're going to use 1.5 tablespoons of borax and then 1.5 cups of warm water. One of the best ways to do this, because you want to try to keep it in that liquid form, is to soak cotton balls in that mixture. So you can throw the cotton balls in there to sit and soak up that mixture that you've made, that borax mixture. Now, the sugar will attract the ants, and then what they do is they take the borax back to the colony, and they go after the queen, and that's what it'll do. So the queen will be killed from this, and that's what you're looking to do. It's not just about killing the ants that are, you know, the worker ants up above. You want to get rid of the queen as well to make sure that the whole colony is destroyed. So again, for those of you who are listening, a half a cup of sugar, 1.5 tablespoons of borax, and 1.5 cups of warm water, and then soak cotton balls in it to allow it to get in there, and then place those cotton balls in the area. Borax is from boron, which is natural in the soil, so it's be fine to be putting in the garden like that. It's actually mixtures. You can find it in all different types of things that we use on a day-to-day basis. I know it's in, like boron is in some toothpastes. It's in a few, like cosmetics, some different soaps, etc. So it's out there at this time. We're going to go to the phone lines to answer some questions. So, James, who's up next?
Coming up next, we have Anne in Illinois.
Anne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I've so enjoyed your program over the last several years with your dad and now with you.
Thank you.
I'm in Illinois. The weather has cooled off and we've had rain, so you can look forward to something better.
Hopefully.
But I have a problem trying to grow Irish moss. It's been like 4 years. It started with plants, and that didn't work out well. So I replanted it with plants. That didn't work out well. This year I've used seeds ordered online and followed the directions and planted after all the frost and all that stuff. It is coming up slightly, very thin, and not doing well. I added some plants just to help it along, follow directions from the garden center. Now, the online directions for the seeds were to keep it moist and water it, never let it dry out. And from the garden center, the rules were just water it once a day, moderate watering, and it can dry out. So I noticed where the moss is doing the best, it's in the crevices between the rocks, and it's where the downspout ejects. So it seems like it's doing the best with lots of moisture. But the rest isn't doing so well, and the plants are turning yellowish right in the center.
Okay. Now, so everything I know about the Irish moss, it does like moisture, but it doesn't like to, like, soggy roots. It wants to not completely dry out, as you've told us here. So, you know, that part you're doing right when it comes to the moisture, taking a look at it, because, you know, it's a type that when it dries out, you're going to see more issues than good come from it. You know, it's you want to have some good drainage to it. And I would think that the areas where, like, the downspout, that drainage is probably pretty good, where the water is going to be able to run off easier. So that's why it's doing a little bit better. The other areas, do you know, are they clay-filled? Are they, you know, really compacted areas?
Yes. Well, I've added some topsoil to it, and it isn't good soil.
Okay.
Last year I was using Miracle-Gro, and that seemed to do nothing. And so this year I'm trying to be, you know, just real natural.
Yep. So what I'd like to see you do is actually take care of the soil a little bit. And you can do that, you know, putting that topsoil over the areas and the areas that you're planting does help. But you got to help what's underneath. And if it's not having a great soil, that can actually affect the root system. And what it'll do is, even though you're lightly watering or watering, you know, not heavily to the point where the water's sitting, because it's compact, the roots could actually be sitting in water for a little bit longer. Only because of the fact that with clay or hard-packed soils, water sits. It will go through, but it takes some time before it'll actually go through to the soil. So what I want to see you do is use a product. There's a type of gypsum product or a sulfur product. You can get them. Multiple different companies will sell them. The one I like is sulfur from Natural Alternatives. They have a great one. What that does is that's going to break up some of that clay that you're seeing in the soil.
Okay.
To allow the roots to actually cling on to something and absorb the water a little bit easier when you do it, instead of just sitting in water. And that's kind of what's happening when there's you know, a compact soil. You might not see the water, it's not puddling, but it's underground a little bit longer. So that sulfur is like a fast-acting gypsum,
okay?
A product from Natural Alternatives. You put that over the area. You do it about 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. That's at double the rate of the normal rate. And what it does is that right there will break up the clay. It'll also allow some of the nutrients to move around to get to where they need to be. You might have too many nutrients of certain styles in the garden, in the lawn, in the areas that you're using. And that's going to help you with the root system going forward. You're going to actually do that a couple times. So you can do that now because it's not going to burn the lawn. So you can do it now, and then you can do it again in 6 weeks, and then 6 weeks after that. And
Just through the summer weather, though, not into the cold weather?
Well, so what it happens is it can actually break up with those three applications very quickly. So you won't have to do it as often. You can do it next year at, you know, the regular rate to allow it to, you know, be consistent. So there's not a lot of clay, and not a lot of compact areas in the soil. By using this, what it does, again, it just breaks down that clay, allows water to go through quicker, and the roots aren't sitting in water. And that's kind of what could be happening. You know, you've got the right idea the way you're watering, but the real problem is the fact that it's sitting there underneath and you just can't see it.
Okay. But I do see it for a period of time.
Well, so
I think you've got the nail right on the head. I think that's exactly probably what's happening.
You know, and it's you've got the right watering technique, so you're doing that. You know, you're doing everything right. It's just that compact soil, that clay soil, that's really doing the damage. So when it comes time, you know, you've used this product and made sure it's taken care of. Just continue the same way that you were doing prior to this.
Okay.
All your techniques are, you know, should work, but there's just a little something else that's happening.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks,
Ann. Thank you.
All right. You have a great one. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, more of your gardening questions. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. to. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Oh, we've got Sandy in Mass.
All right, Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thank you. I have a horrific problem with earwigs eating up my coneflowers as well as the leaves and zinnias and marigolds. What do you suggest I use?
The earwigs there, they're taking over everything, it seems like, right? Okay. If you're looking to spray something on there, you could be using the Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. That is a concentrate or a ready-to-use or ready-to-spray. Ready-to-use is that trigger spray. Ready-to-spray is the hose end. You could be using that to spray all over the area to kill them. It is organic.
And I also have a problem with rabbits.
Okay. Well, so with the earwigs, you can take care of it. You know, it's organic, so you're going to have to do it every 10 to 14 days. Just remember that when it comes to it. So you can be spraying that, but you can also, I'm trying to think what else we could use. That would probably be your best, especially on the plants there. Now, as far as rabbits, there's some great repellents out there. Bonide has some great ones, deer and rabbit control, deer and rabbit repellents. But the one that I like the most is a product called Rabbit Scram.
Yes, I have bought that. I haven't had a chance to see if it works that well because we had heavy rain after I applied it.
So the great thing about, the heavy rain is too much, but the great thing about that rabbit scram is the fact that it wants you to water it in lightly afterwards. Most repellents don't want water. It washes them away. So a watering will actually enhance the product.
Okay.
And it gets a little bit stronger. It's a heavier dose of dried blood in there. It's like a 45% versus some of them that you see are in like the low 30s. So that's why it's one of the better ones. And I know a lot of people who have used it, and they come back for more, and they really, really like it. I definitely use the Rabbit Scram.
Okay, and the earwigs, I was told Sluggo. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, Sluggo you could use as well. Sluggo is a good one to be using from Monterey. That's a good product that you can just put out there. It's granular, so they kind of roll into it.
Yes.
That
I use it simultaneously with the rabbit scram.
What was that?
Can I use them both at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
The scram and the Sluggo.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll try them. I have this scram, and I use half of the container, and but then we had a heavy rainfall, so I think that took care of a lot of it. But I'll do it again.
Yeah, definitely maybe try it tomorrow or Wednesday. Tuesday we're supposed to get some rain, so maybe Wednesday's the best bet. But lightly watering it in does help it, and it enhances it.
Good. That's
Alrighty.
Good to know. Okay,
great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest FOMA organic liquid plant foods. Loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with this FOMA's new easy dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. Now, our some good ones to be using on a lot of the different plants, that liquid food is the way to go. You'll have to do it a little bit more often than some of the granular forms that Espoma carries, but that liquid food is going to give you a little bit of a boost and push for your plants. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm going to get to the calls right on the other side of the break. I don't want to pull somebody in now just to cut them off in about 30 seconds. I want to be able to answer the question fully. But we do have that long segment coming up in about 4 minutes. So those of you on the lines, thank you for holding. We're going to be right with you. Those of you who want to give us a call, it's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's try to stay cool today. It's warm out there. It's going to get hotter. So we're going to be right back with more of the gardening questions. So hang tight for us.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another day of dangerous heat facing about two-thirds of the nation today, but then it's going to start getting better, according to the National Weather Service's chief forecaster, Bob Orvick.
We'll have at least one more hot day, specifically from the central and southern plains into the eastern U.S. on Sunday, with temperatures again 95 to 100 degrees and high heat indices. But as we go on to the beginning of the week, definitely some improvement. Cool air is going to be spreading eastward, and by the Tuesday, Wednesday, the temperatures are actually going to be below average across a good part of the central and eastern United States.
British officials are calling Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker on Friday a hostile act. Iran's Revolutionary Guard posting a video showing speedboats pulling alongside the tanker and seizing it in the Persian Gulf. Iran's claiming the tanker was seized because it had collided with a fishing vessel. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s.
But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right into the phone line. So, James, who's up next?
Coming up, we've got Jim in New Hampshire, has some issues with some slugs.
Great. Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, my wife's having some trouble with their slugs eating her annuals. I had some reasonable success but with the pans of beer that we put in. But I'm looking, are your other methods that you would recommend?
So there is a product out there called Sluggo that you can use. Monterey Lawn and Garden is the company that produces it. You can use that. They have it's a granular form, so you shake it around the plants that you don't want them on, and it will actually what it does is it cuts up the outer skin of the slug and will kill it that way instead of actually it's not a spray, it's something that they have to roll over. It's organic, it's for organic gardening, it's OMRI listed, so that's a good sign to be seen, so you can use in like a vegetable garden, that type of thing if you need. Again, like I said, it's a granular form, and they roll over it, and it cuts their exoskeleton, and they dehydrate that way.
Okay. Yeah, someone has suggested also using salt, but I think you need to be careful about how much you put down. I think the same impact. So it does the same thing.
It does pretty close to the same thing. The thing about it is the Sluggo pellets are a little bit bigger. The salt's a little bit, it's finer.
Yeah.
And putting too much salt in the ground can burn the plants around it.
Yeah.
So that's why, if you're looking granular, Sluggo is the way to go. They have one that also has, it's called Sluggo Plus. That one has, spinosad in it, to get rid of some of the other insects that are crawling around, some caterpillars, earwigs, that type of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good advice. I thought of one other question.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
No problem.
I've seen some advertisements for products, fertilizers that supposedly will kill crabgrass. Now, I've done my pre-emergence, and I've had pretty good luck, but there's just a couple spots here there maybe I missed it that I seem to, they seem to be coming back, and I'm trying to, like last year I had a really bad problem with crabgrass, but do they actually work is my question.
So it depends on when you apply it. You could apply it now for some of this. excuse me, there's a product, a liquid form is the only style that would work at this time of year. None of the granulars will do much at this time of year. The granulars are meant for early pre-emergent. Some will do a little bit of post-emergent on them. So there's a couple things going forward. What you should look at doing is obviously put the pre-emergent down. And then at your next step, when you put in your broadleaf weed killer, there's a product out there that you can use that is just a crabgrass control from Bonide. Mm-hmm. That you can actually use that as a second application for crabgrass control.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. This one, it's called Crabgrass Plus. They have one with and without fertilizer. So if you're looking to do step two with the fertilizer, you can use the one without fertilizer. That's going to kill some of the crabgrass that come in a little bit later.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like a 1-2 punch there. But then you'll get into the liquid formula to do it, which would be Bonide has a good one there. It's a crabgrass plus. It kills a bunch of different weeds. It's not just the crabgrass that it will kill. So if you have other lawn weeds in the yard, it'll help take care of that one as well. But mm-hmm. it's, I believe it's called Weed Beater. I'm looking it up here at the same time. It's Weed Beater. Oh, it's Weed Beater Crabgrass Plus, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Weed Beater Plus. So okay. the bottle will actually say crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer. So okay. you attach it to the hose and you spray over the yard. This one would be one that would work. It's got 2,4-D in it, which is a pretty good one for that, but it's also going to kill some of the other weeds that are in there that are mixed in. So it's kind of like three steps to really get rid of some crabgrass. And then, one other additive that I'd like to see anybody do who's trying to get rid of crabgrass is after you kind of see that a lot of the crabgrass is gone, putting seed down. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I know it's hot. Right now is not the perfect time to be doing it, obviously. But if you can keep the lawn watered and you can keep it watered and get that 1 to 2 inches a week, then the grass could actually germinate and work for you.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I'm saying to put something down is, think about this, if the lawn has no grass seed there, but it has all the other weed seeds, the weed seeds have nothing to compete with, so it's going to be 100% mm-hmm. weeds. If you at least put some sort of seed down, it's something to compete with those weeds to try and choke them out and not keep them there. As long as you can keep watering it, you can be successful. End of August is a good time to be putting, seed down. But if you have to put it down in the next week or so, just make sure you keep it watered.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I have an in-ground. I'm in-ground watering, so I could do that. So.
Great. Yeah. And that's the thing about when you kill weeds, it usually just ends up being bare spots. And what do? You know, it's too hot to put things down. But if you can water, it's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Jim. Thank
good
you.
Suggestion.
All right. Bye-bye. Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry. Mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. All right, we do have some more calls on the line, so we'll go right back to them. Nathan, James, you're with me today. Who's up next?
Yeah. Coming up, we have Helen and Lowell.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a giant rubber plant, and it seems to have mealybugs. It's got those, like, pieces of cotton, and you move it, and then there's the sap-eaten bug under there, the sapsucker.
Okay, so you have, you said you're seeing them, so you're seeing the mealybug hit you. Now, have you used any products in the past or anything recently?
Well, I've used a Q-tip with alcohol on it, and I've been trying to control them with that, but the plant is so big.
Okay, so do you want to go organic, or would you like to look more synthetic, or what would
I can give you? Organic would be good.
Okay, so there's a couple products that you could use. All Seasons concentrate, or the, you know, the liquid, the horticultural oil, that would be one to use. That
like
would actually,
neem oil?
Well, so this one specifically is the All Seasons oil. It'll say right on the bottle, All Seasons. You're going to want to wait a couple days to be spraying it because, it, you know, the heat that we're having is going to be too hot for it. So the All Seasons in organic will take care of mealybugs. You spray the plant till it drips a little bit. You don't want it to drip a lot, but you need to spray the whole thing, you know, underneath the leaves, underneath just everywhere on it so that it gets covered. You're probably going to need to do it a couple times. We're probably talking maybe 3 times, 2 to 3 applications to really be to really take care of it.
Do you think that they're on the roots too?
So they might be, but that you know you can do a foliar spray on the roots. There's no real like systemic for it. It's mostly all contact spray for them, contact killer. So that's what you know. That's why you're going to need to spray everything. So that's going to be your best. If you wanted to look more towards like the synthetic way, there are some synthetic products that you could use, like 8 Home and Garden. That's a good one. They also have the. The systemic insect control would be one you could use, but that's not going to go as quickly as the contact killer. The systemic is going to take time to translocate through the plant. So if you you know when you pour that in through with watering, it could take a week to 10 days before it really gets anything. Whereas a contact killer along the lines of All Seasons and 8 Home and Garden, that's going to be a little bit quicker. So maybe it's a combination of the two. Doing a systemic to help prevent future, and then spraying with the All Seasons.
Okay, and the systemic is 8-EIGHT?
So that's a regular spray. The systemic is actually called Systemic Insect Control.
Okay.
And all these products are from Bonide.
So are these bugs causing the black soot as well?
Some of them are. You're also seeing... some of that black soot is from others. It's popping off the top of my head here. It's aphids. There could be some aphids in there that are causing that, some of that black soot. But the mealybugs being on there as well isn't helping anything.
Yeah.
But the so with that black soot, you can actually kind of just wash that off.
Okay.
Okay. Get like a... you know, like a hose or something, and just get some rubber gloves on because it is the insect's droppings that is causing that the black. So that's why I suggest the gloves. And you can wipe it off that way. It actually just comes right off. It's not stuck to the plant. So you water it, you know, wash it a little bit, and then rub it right off.
Okay.
All righty?
All right.
All right. Good luck, Helen. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. All right, do we, James, we have anybody else on the line?
We do. We have Paul in Mass.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
Okay, it's my favorite. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I have a son who lives in Connecticut, and he has, like, a major problem with potato wasps. He has it on a patio, you know, between patio blocks. We tried treating with ammonia, or, you know, what's been on the internet, but actually to no avail. And I just wondered if there's something that could be a, you know, fairly quick fix for him.
Okay, so what did you use? You said ammonia?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how did you use it? You just use it straight, or?
Yeah, straight liquid ammonia, poured it down the hole. Actually, we ended up sticking sticks in to block the hole. But they were up and at them the next day. We've done it two applications.
Okay. Now, so there's, you know, you did it at night as well?
Yeah, that's correct. That's when we did it.
All right, that's the perfect time to do it because they've all gone back to the nest.
Right.
You know, that's the hard part is, you know, when do you do it? You don't want to get these guys taken over. We're about to go to a break, so let me give you some more information on the other side of the break of what else we can do. There are some sprays that they have that can kill some of them and what we can do to make that happen. So, Paul, just hang tight for me. We're going to be right back. Our phone number here, guys, is 855-660-4261. Be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were joined with Paul from Massachusetts talking about the cicada wasp that his son has at his house in Connecticut. And they've used ammonia, right?
Yeah.
So what I'd like to see you use, you know, there's a couple things you can use. One, you could purchase online or at like a local drugstore, to be honest, is like a boric acid.
Yeah.
There's a boric acid that you can find online that's a good one that works. What you do is you spray that into the nest itself, whatever you can get to, you know, get to the hole. Spray
right.
it in there and then cover up. And then cover it up. Cover that exit. Area
okay.
up. You're going to want to do it again 1 to 2 days later. So it's going to kill a lot, but it's not going to kill all. So
all right.
that's one you can use that you can find, boric acid. Or there's a product out there from Bonide that is called Spider and Ground Bee Killer, which you could actually
okay.
use for this cicada wasp. It comes in a powder. Sometimes the powder is easier to get onto the to the bees itself. They bring it back to the the queen and into the nest. So what you would want to do is not only kind of, you know, get it into the nest itself, but sprinkle it all around the area as well. So that
okay.
so if there are any other ways in that you're not seeing, those cicada wasps will actually go through it and get some of it on their bodies to bring back to the nest itself.
Okay.
They're tight when they're inside the nest, so that's going to rub off onto each other. You're going to want to do it again in a day or two afterwards. For best
right.
results, again, like we said, do it at night. So there's as many of them in the nest as possible, and
okay.
get it in there. But the other key is covering up the hole so that this powder stays in there. It doesn't get pulled out somehow, or it doesn't just sit. They have to, you know, as they're trying to dig out, they're getting it on them. You know what I mean? So it's going to affect them that way the second time. But it's a couple applications. It's not just one. It's going to take two.
All right. That's great. Thank you very much. I appreciate the help.
No problem. And this one has permethrin in it. It's so it is a synthetic chemical. Just be aware of that. So, you know, again, at night and at the end of it, the final thing that you really need to do is remove the nest once you've really killed as much as possible. Obviously, you want to kill them all so you're not getting stung here. But the removal of the nest afterwards is something to be done, too.
Okay. How far down are they? Like, seems like the holes go down quite a bit.
They do, but do what you can to, you know, you said it's in a patio. Is that what it is?
Right. Yeah, between stones. He's got, like, you know, slate, between slate.
Okay. So one of the things you could do is just take a flat shovel, like a flat spade, and just afterwards stick the shovel down between the crack as deep as you can to squash what's underneath there. The other thing that your son could do to help so they don't come through those areas, there is a type of sand that you put in between pavers and slate and that type of thing called polymeric sand, which actually hardens in between there. So it creates another barrier. So it's going to keep them from going back in that area. So that might be a way to do it as well.
Great. Oh, that's great. That's a good advice. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much for the call. We're going to try. We're definitely going to try to stay cool out there today. Now, we've got about a minute left, so we're just going to kind of sign off today. It's good to be back and answering your questions. Nice to have a vacation, but nice to get back to help people out. So I'm excited to be here and be back next week to be answering more of your gardening questions. Stay cool out there. It's a hot one. Take care of each other. Look at your neighbors, many of the older neighbors that might not be able to get out. Make sure they're doing all right. Lots of water today. And, you know, stay safe. I know where I am at Mahoney's in Winchester, we're closing at 2 today to keep our customers and our employees safe. We don't want you guys in our greenhouses when it's too hot. So we're only going to be there till 2. Back to normal hours next week. So until next week, guys, be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. We'll see you next week. Have a good one, guys.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.